Okay, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 8. How should we listen to these words?
Very carefully.
Why?
Because they are God's words.
1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 8. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it, and even now, you still are not able. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal, and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants does anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Amen. So, Paul has just gotten done telling them that the wisdom of God comes in Holy Spirit words, and that the wise of the world who do not have the Holy Spirit, don't have the mind of Christ from the Holy Spirit, that they are unable to recognize the wisdom of God. This was in part because they thought that they were so wise. They thought they were so clever and sophisticated, and they thought Paul was very unimpressive. And so Paul has said that, told them that only those whom the Holy Spirit has changed can receive the wisdom of God in the words of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, they won't recognize that wisdom. And now he turns and he says, and it's not surprising that you don't recognize wisdom, because I couldn't speak to you as spiritual people. I couldn't speak to you as people who have the mind of Christ, who have changed the way they think about things. You're thinking and acting just like a fleshly person. Just, if you are in Christ, you're an infant in Christ. He says, not spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babies in Christ. He says, you guys are like Sophia. I can't feed you with anything except milk until you grow enough and your stomach for spiritual things grows enough that you're able to listen to something else. But you're showing that you can't, you're not even accepting the milk. And what is the milk? The milk is that the church are the Lord's people, and that the church is the Lord's work, and that any person in the church that the Lord uses is a servant who has the privilege of being in the Lord's service, in the Lord's work. The people are not something to brag about. In fact, he goes even further than that. He says that they are nothing. He says, I am nothing. Apollos is nothing. So neither he who plants, and he just finished saying I planted, is anything. Nor he who waters, and he just finished saying Apollos waters, is anything. But only God who gives the increase is something. And so he says, you're way off base. You are bragging about following people, and even the people that you're bragging about following are nothing. When we have division in the church, and when we are either proud of ourselves or look down upon others, we're acting fleshly, and we are showing that we have not even begun to understand the very basics of Christianity. Someone who's understood the very basics of Christianity knows that he is nothing and that Christ is everything. Someone who's begun to understand the very basics of Christianity views the rest of the church as the body of Christ and the building of Christ, and loves and admires the church and the people in it for that reason. We do not look down upon others. Looking down upon others and being proud of ourselves is a very fleshly way of thinking. So, not just saying, you know, don't come and say, look at how good I am. Look at how smart I am. Look at how godly I am. Which would be very ironic for you to say that. It would be like, look at how humble I am. But I'm saying watch out for it, even in your hearts, this idea that we are anything. Instead, let us remember that the church is the Lord's work and that he is accomplishing it, and that all of the glory in it goes to him, and that whatever part he gives us is a privilege that we should rejoice to have and work hard at, but is not grounds for being proud of ourselves. Let us never be proud of ourselves. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us and teaching us these things from your word. We pray that you would help us love to serve you in whatever way you give us to. Help us never to feel bad about the part that you have given us. Forgive, O Lord, when we are tempted to think that the part that you have given us is not noble enough or admirable enough. For you, O Lord, are the one who are giving the increase and accomplishing the work. And we don't deserve anything, and you've already given us everything. So please help us to remember that and to be gentle and humble-spirited towards one another as well. We ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus, and your children, your sake. Amen. Amen.